Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
The BetMGM Network presents to you the most unique show in sports.
I'm going to say something now that some may take as a hot take, and I don't really care because I know that I'm right.
A show so unapologetically original, it needs its own word to describe it. Wagertainment.
Money won is twice as sweet as money earned.
Featuring the prop king himself, Nick Kostos.
We can start with the Ohio State Buckeyes. In my opinion, the best team in the country. I think they will go undefeated and go win back-to-back NCAA football championships. They will win the Natty. And I think there's a chance that we will talk about this Ohio State team as one of the greatest college football teams ever. Miami beats Notre Dame in the season opener. Notre Dame with the ridiculously conservative game plan. Here's how conservative it was. If Zoran Mamdani had run against it, Mamdani would have slaughtered it. I think Notre Dame's better than Miami. And the eye test shows it.
This is You Better You Bet on the BetMGM Network. Make it legendary.
What's up, everybody? Happy and merry. Tremendous football Thursday to you and yours. I forgot about that Mamdani line. That's not bad. This is You Better You Bet. I tell you, people in New York, everybody's got a take on Zoran Mamdani. You can't walk down the block without some rando, some freak, giving you his or her take on Zoran Mamdani. Just like, let's just stay inside. Doing the show from inside right now. The show is You Better You Bet on the BetMGM Network. Nick Kostos, Femi Abebefe, our crew, and you here on the Odyssey app, on SiriusXM, on YouTube, on Twitch, on radio stations nationwide. We are in your hearts and in your minds as we bring you the fastest show in all of wagertainment. We're talking all things sports betting. The show presented today and always by BetMGM. Make it legendary by downloading the BetMGM app and visiting BetMGM.com. Coming up today on the show, Nick Kostos. Great to meet you. I've got the crystal ball. I have got the script. I know. Come Monday morning, and I say Monday because on Sunday we're going to be focused on the National Football League. But when the smoke clears and the dust settles on an NFL Sunday, and we start thinking about the next round of college football playoff rankings, I know what we're going to be saying on Monday following Saturday's slate of results. And I'm going to share it with all of you. What we will be saying come Monday and come Tuesday and come Wednesday morning in college football, how some of these big games are going to play out, the narratives that will result, and if it matters or not as it regards who will win the national championship, including my take, my thought on how LSU and Alabama will play out on Saturday in Tuscaloosa. We'll also give you some bets, give you some takes, give you some ideas for the biggest games on Sunday in the National Football League. I'm going to tell you how Patriots-Bucks is going to play out, and the side that I really like in that game, in the Tom Brady Bowl, New England at Tampa. I don't know if we'll have any, like, cloned dogs in attendance of that game. One of the weirdest stories I've ever seen. Like, hey, Tom, like, adopt a new dog. How, the weirdest thing ever, Tom Brady, cloning his dog? What is this, the Jetsons? Ridiculous. Anyway, I'll give you my thought on the Bucks and the Patriots and the Battle of Purple in Minnesota with the Ravens at 9. That's what J.J. McCarthy calls himself by his number. He's psychotic, and I appreciate that. My thought on the Ravens at the Vikings and more Sunday, week number 10 in the National Football League. We'll also talk some NBA as the Los Angeles Lakers keep on winning, beating the San Antonio Spurs last night. Is J.J. Redick the next great coach in the NBA? Can he win Coach of the Year? Can the Lakers seriously contend in the West? Is that going to change their plans for LeBron James? We'll discuss. And I told you yesterday, Victor Wembanyama was going to have some trouble with this Lakers defense after what Phoenix did to him over the weekend. I'm going to tell everybody what Wemby said coming out of the game, which I have not seen. People are not talking about it, really. Wemby's quotes coming out of this game and how I think it should impact the way we bet the San Antonio Spurs and think about the Spurs, at least in the short term, moving forward. Three tremendous guests coming up on the show today. Pro sports bettor Joey Kanish, his best bets for college football. The great Jay Croucher from NBC Sports, betting analyst for them. Jay's going to be talking some awards with us. We'll get Jay's best bet for week 10 in the NFL. We'll talk some NBA with Jay Croucher as well. And then it's pro sports bettor Rob Pezzola from The Hammer. Rob's best bets for week number 10 in the NFL. And in the final hour, the power hour of the show, Femi and I, let's be real. Like, October has come and gone. You know the Green Day song, like, wake me up when September ends? It should be like, wake me, like, put me to sleep when October ends. You know, usually we've got really good nights of sports basically every single day this time of year. Tonight, if we can be honest, this is not the best night of sports we've ever had. Like, there's like 100 college basketball games, and somehow none of them are good. It's astounding. Like, there's one football game tonight and one NBA game. You would think college basketball would be like, hey, let's get some bangers on the court coming up tonight. Oh, no, 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 no. So we do have some college basketball. And Tyler writes in our chat, the best game via our friend Ken Pomeroy, better known to you and yours colloquially as Ken Pom, is Illinois State versus Ohio. Not Ohio State versus Illinois. That would be a game you could get excited about. No. Illinois State versus Ohio. So we'll see if Femi's got any college basketball bets. We'll scrounge up some bets on the ice in the National Hockey League. One game in the NBA. And of course, side total and props with the Broncos and the Raiders on Thursday Night Football from Denver, including the Prop King and Femi's Island. And Femi has written in the chat, I will be Femi's mouthpiece right now. And I quote, I will read this verbatim, Femi's note into the chat. Quote, he's talking about himself in the third person. Quote, Frozen Femi coming off a 2-0 night on the ice has 5 goal scorer bets tonight, all of them longer than plus 240. Femi should put this behind a paywall, honestly. This is tremendous. It's up to him if he wants to do that. He can give you his Venmo, Femi can DM you the picks, or he'll give them out for free at the end of the show, along with Femi's Island first touchdown scores. I don't know if Femi has a Patreon just yet, but you know, well, maybe by the end of the show, we shall see. Today's social question for you, our listener, you, our viewers, to answer, you could tweet me if you want, at the Costos, tweet at You Better You Bet, type it in the YouTube chat, type it in the Twitch chat. What's your best bet for Thursday Night Football? Could be the side, the total, a prop in the Broncos and the Raiders on Thursday Night Football. Our executive producer, Bill Zimmerman, fresh off producing a brand spanking new and awesome show open today, will read the best responses on the air. Downtown Mike Brown will put your name in lights. YouTube chat, Twitch chat, type in your best bet for Broncos and Raiders Thursday Night Football. Or you could tweet us at the Costos, at Femi Abebefe, at You Better You Bet.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
But we officially begin Tremendous Football Thursday edition of You Better You Bet, where Week 10 begins tonight in the NFL, Mile High in Denver. And I will always call it Maya. Is it Invesco? I don't even know what the name of the stadium is. I will always call it Mile High, the football stadium in Denver. As the 7-2 Denver Broncos, winners of 6 straight games, they're going streaking. Host the 2-6 Las Vegas Raiders. Now, I am way too big of a person, and I mean that in terms of, like, I'm very humble. I'm not big in stature, but I'm way too humble of a guy to bring up that, you know, this is the Costosa Bebefe Bowl, Broncos versus Raiders. I'm too nice. I'm too humble. I would never say that I backed the Broncos and Femi backed the Raiders preseason. I would never say that. I would never say that I was right and Femi was wrong. I would never, ever say that. So we can talk about the game now. Is Denver, a 9-point home favorite, total of the game is 42. Full handicap, all our bets coming up at the end of the show, including Femi's Island, the first touchdown scorers. But for now, let's talk about both of these teams, where they're at, and where they're going. And we'll begin with the favorite tonight, the Denver Broncos. Probably going to be 8-2 after tonight's game. And that doesn't mean they have to cover a big number. Again, we'll talk about that at the end of the show. But Denver is staring down the barrel right now of 8-2 and 7 consecutive wins and a nice lead atop the AFC West over my Kansas City Chiefs. And the Broncos have earned every bit of this win streak that they're on right now. It's a football team that's rock solid on both sides of the ball, and specifically, both lines of scrimmage on both sides of the ball. The defense is awesome yet again for Denver. Vance Joseph, the defensive coordinator, having the time of his life. Pulling all the right strings, pushing all the right buttons. The Denver Broncos have 12 more sacks than the second team in the NFL in terms of sacks as a defense. They can thank Justin Fields for a lot of that, and maybe Justin Fields is the main reason why that's the case, but it is the case. Denver's defense, by far the best in the National Football League at bringing the opposing quarterback down. And Nick Benito, like the star of this Broncos defense as far as the pass rushers go, 8-1 right now, right at the top of the board to win Defensive Player of the Year. He's been a stud. Jonathan Cooper's been a stud rushing the passer. And even without the reigning defending Defensive Player of the Year, Patrick Surtain Jr., this Broncos defense loaded with playmakers at all three levels. This is a legitimate defense. And when you go over to the line of the scrimmage on offense, this offensive line is just as good as it was last year, if not better. Brandon Thorne does great work for our friends at Establish the Run. And he appears on like a bunch of different NFL podcasts. I heard him on the Athletic Football Show recently. And he's an expert in offensive line play. And he's really, really well respected. I need to take my Invisalign out. It's a new tray. I put the new tray in on Wednesdays. Like, my teeth are getting pushed together and like it rubs up against my tongue. Makes it difficult to speak. I'm going to take it out during the break. So apologize if I sound like Sylvester suffering succotash from Looney Tunes right now. I apologize. Okay. Anyway, Brandon Thorne, one of the best in the business when it comes to offensive line play, just released his midseason offensive line rankings for our friends at Establish the Run. He only has two teams ranked ahead Denver Broncos in terms of offensive line play: the Philadelphia Eagles and the Buffalo Bills. And those three teams, Philly, Buffalo, Denver, are in an elite tier by themselves. The Denver offensive line is great. And when you take a great offensive line, and you put it with a great defense, and then you add a ridiculously good head coach, a Super Bowl-winning head coach in Sean Payton, yeah, like that's how you get a team that's 7-2, maybe on the cusp of 8-2, that leads its division, that's headed for a second consecutive playoff appearance. Coming into the year, you, the listener, you, the viewer, would be hard-pressed to find anybody in the sports media, betting or otherwise, and just, you know, jog the mental Rolodex here. Think back to a couple months ago. Think back to the summer. You listen to the show. You watch the show. Did you hear or read or watch anybody that does what I do for a living that liked the Denver Broncos more than I did coming into the season? I mean, I guess there's probably someone out there that like picked the Broncos to win the Super Bowl, right? And I stopped short of doing that. I don't think Denver's like a Super Bowl team, but I loved Denver coming into the year. Like, I planted my flag on the Denver Broncos. This is my team in the AFC. I think Denver's going to go over its win total. I think we're going to cash that bet. I think Denver's going back to the postseason. I bet on it. Looks like we're cashing that one. At BetMGM, Denver is minus 750 to make the playoffs. So I feel pretty good about those positions. Denver over win total, Broncos to make the playoffs. I think both those things are going to happen. So the question then becomes for Denver, if those things are done, right? What's next? What happens in January? And can they get reliable enough quarterback play to get them over the hump? We will talk about the curious case of Bo Nix in this Broncos offense on the other side on this tremendous Football Thursday.
We'll be right back with You Better You Bet on the BetMGM Network. Make it legendary.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.